This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're opening up hour number three. It is series hour. I guarantee you all songs will be queued up and played at the right time.
By the way, shout out to Benny for calling us Cotton Eye Joe and keeping the Red House alive.
No doubt.
As he always does. I always forget it's him until he tells us. Now, here's a text, and I know we're going to get to Ben and Eric. Mm-hmm. I'm debating on whether I believe this text or not because of the way it starts. Now, I'm just going to read it verbatim, but it makes me question it. Says, Nick, I'm a black, and I had friends that talked to...
Racist white guy. Straight up.
First thing Nick says, is it OU Mike?
Yeah. I don't know a single black guy that's...
I'm a black, is what he said?
I'm a black.
Yeah, okay.
All right, anyways, I had friends that talked me into going to a country bar, and I didn't know how to do that dance, but you'll be surprised on how many women volunteer to help you do the dance. So what he's saying is, he's validating what we're telling you. You need to learn how to two-step.
I don't doubt that one bit. I can see a bunch of females helping and volunteering to dance, for sure,
or help you to dance. I'm sure you love a good-looking chick in a tight pair of jeans.
Also, Ron Diggs.
You're going to get that.
Yeah, Ron Diggs on Twitter is an idiot. He said something about me sound like Pablo Francisco. I don't know.
That would be a first.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tried to sound
like Pablo Francisco.
That was awesome. You know what, though? Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, he's good.
I've seen him in concert. I've seen him at the improv.
Okay. Yeah, he's been out there.
He's funny. Some of his impersonations and things like that.
He's the one that always does it, in a world.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
That would be me. That would be me, Ron, doing Pablo Francisco, not whatever dumbass thing you're saying I'm doing.
He has a pretty good ecstasy bit, too. That's pretty funny.
But yeah, he's got a couple of bits that work, but his impressions are
the drug
good.
Ecstasy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the time he got like high and fell off the stage, because that actually happened. Like, he was so high.
Well, I guess if you're willing to talk about ecstasy, you probably use it, huh?
Yeah, it was sad. There was a video of it on the internet where he was like super high. He didn't know what he was doing, and he kept repeating himself, and they eventually had to take him off and like take him to the hospital.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
bad. He definitely likes uppers.
Was he
Okay.
No question.
I don't think so.
I thought he got like a career boost somehow
from In Living Mad TV, maybe.
Maybe Mad TV.
Yeah, I don't know if it was In Living Color. Okay. I'd have to Google it. I don't remember
I
him being
a while back.
Maybe it, at the end when nobody was watching. I don't know. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go with Eric's been waiting a while. Eric wants to respond to Barry. Is all I see.
Hey guys, I just wanted to kind of cement what I said earlier, that I agree with Barry and Joel about what y'all are saying. And if anybody is listening, especially the person you're trying to draft away, I think you should write this down in pen and paper and practice it as if it were the gospel, because it will help his love life tremendously.
See?
Trust me.
Thank you, Eric.
I swear by it on a stack of Bibles. Thanks, guys.
All right. See? I don't know. All right, let's go to Ben. What does Ben want to talk about? The polka dancing. Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys. So, polka, I married into a huge Czech family here locally.
Now, huge like they're fat or just like they have a lot of people?
No, like Czech heritage. Like, they're all from...
So there's also a lot of them. Not that they're fat. There's just a lot of them.
Immigrated here a long time ago, and they all polka in two-step. So it was a absolute necessity to learn how to do both.
Okay.
And honestly, it helped tremendously in getting in with my wife's family, girls, you name it. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Help you learn how to dance.
Wait, it helped you get with girls and your wife's family, so you were getting side piece too?
I didn't say that. You said that.
But you
that's how you handle that.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like you said it helped me get in with my wife's family and girls.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Appreciate the call, Ben.
That's good right there.
I think he slept with his wife's sister, maybe. Like, this guy's done something wrong.
You haven't seen his wife's sister.
This guy's done something
wrong. If you're
at
a wedding, you might.
I don't know. I don't know how the Czechs get down.
I don't know.
I don't know what that's about. I don't think I've ever met. I think I've met one chick that was like a Czech.
Czech?
Yeah, I think. And she was tough.
Did you notice, by the way?
She was very tough. Like, it was one of those chicks that when they punch you, you're like, ow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you frog
go
me.
Up to the Midwest. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just big old meat hooks.
One of the things is when you're not a huge football fan. Lisa noticed, by the way, we all call him Bill Belichick, but the end of it, it's spelled Belichick.
Yeah, I've noticed. I've noticed that. But everybody pronounces it that way.
And she's like, did anybody ever check it? I go, I'm pretty sure he would have corrected
it. No, they Belichicked it.
Yeah. What?
Oh, boy. Hey, dad joke.
Easy, Salisbury.
Tell Nick that if he goes to Johnny B. Dalton's on Saturday night in Conroe, that not only is it ladies' night, but members of the staff have dance instructors at the club.
Which day?
Saturday night.
Okay.
You don't want to go with the dance instructors, though. I was a dance instructor at a club in Conroe. You don't want to go that route.
You got a shot with Barry.
Yeah, I'll hit it. What you want to do is you want to go to the club, yes, but you just want to, like, stand. Here's what you do. This is how you do this, all right? Trust me on this. I've seen this work a million times. You go into the club, and you can go with buddies. It doesn't matter. Just leave them, though. Don't hang out with them. That'll ruin your night. See a couple of chicks, maybe one girl by herself, because they're all standing around the dance floor watching, because those are the chicks that want to dance, but no one's asked them to dance. So you kind of wander over there with your beer, and you're kind of sitting there next to them, and just casually just mention, me like, God, I wish I knew how to do this. I'm so bad at this. I never really learned.
And then that's what she's going to say.
And she's going to go, really? Because she's standing there watching the dance floor because she wants to dance.
You can
dance.
Predict the future. That
I'm telling you.
Specifically.
And she's going to go, you need to meet my friend Wanda over here. She's an excellent dancer.
Yeah, well, that may happen. Or she'd be like, well, would you dance with my big friend Shirley first? And you'd be like, yeah, well, I mean, could you teach me and then I'll do it? You can't get out of it. Just be smooth. I'm telling you, 80% of the time, it works every time.
I mean, I'm down for the squad.
All
don't worry about
do,
the
though, is ask you, Barry, Northside, better country bars than in the Galleria and in the downtown area? Because the only one ever remembered was Wild West on Richmond. But if you really wanted to go to a good country bar, you headed out the Northside.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of ass down south. No, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, like, for legit country dancing, just go to – he's right. Go to Conroe. Go to Johnny B. Dalton's. Take some friends. They tend to fight there. The rednecks get a little crazy. But it's authentic country dancing.
Kirkendall, wasn't there one, too?
I think so. But I'm talking about the one at Conroe. Talking about the one.
That's a big trip. But there's still between Conroe and
I'm going to tweet you guys pictures from one of those spots for sure.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, here's the other thing just to keep in mind. Rodeo's coming up, and the barbecue cook-off is, and they two-step in those tents.
I only want to go to the cook-off, and that's
but
it. I don't want to go to any
in
of the
those tents. It can speed the process up for you. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
All right.
Apparently, this is the guy that texted.
Yeah, this ought to be good, Barry. Fred, who said he is the quote, it says on the board, black guy that texted. Fred, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, loving the show.
Thanks, Fred.
But hey, Nick. Hey, Nick. Telling the truth, I was stationed at I was in the military. I was stationed at Fort Hood, and these guys, my friends, they kept, hey, Frank, go to this bar. It's a country bar. And I was like, no, man, I'm not going to no country bar. He's like, Fred, I'm telling you, let's go. So I went there pre-game, you know, had a couple of shots of Jameson, beers, whatever they drink. So the song came on. I didn't know what to do. I'm just watching. But you'd be surprised of how many women would see you trying, and they'll just come and just help you out. So, yep. Nick, listen to these guys. You just go to a bar, country bar, and just try.
Okay.
Hey,
now,
good
Fred,
job, guys.
You seem like the most genuine of all the callers that we've had.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take
Fred's
your advice.
Fred's lived it.
You're not going to take the Red House?
Yeah, I mean, appreciate the call, Fred. Fred, were you the one? Fred, were you the one that texted and said, "I'm a black"?
Yeah, I'm the one.
What? Is that how you say
that
all the time? That's not normal. I'm a black.
I'm black.
Yeah, well, that's different than I'm a black. Were you speech to texting and driving or something?
No, I mean, I didn't need to put I'm a black. Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay, because I thought that's a weird way to introduce that into people. Appreciate the call, Fred.
That was good stuff.
See, Nick, we're helping you, man.
We're trying, man.
I feel like we're making progress. I feel like you're starting to believe this.
You guys are persuading me.
If I agree to go with you, will you actually go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Really?
I totally will go.
And you'll two-step.
I will two-step.
I'm not going to teach you.
No, you have to two-step with me.
Oh,
Whoa.
I'll go. I'm just saying, I'll go, but I mean,
here's what I'll do. I'm such a good wingman. I'll get the portly girl. I'll get the blocking sled, okay. And I'll move her around the dance floor, and you can learn from her hot friend.
Done. Let's do it.
All right, good. Because I'm the married guy. I have to do that.
Yeah.
And then plus, if somebody there I know tells my wife, I won't get in trouble for dancing with a big girl.
Are you serious?
You never get in trouble for dancing with a big girl.
Is that how it works, ever. Joel?
I'd still
it's
be in
308.
Trouble.
She's in the car.
No, I'd still be in trouble.
There's even
no
if it was doubt. A big girl?
You would?
Oh, yeah.
You wait a minute.
Oh, no question.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's a topic of discussion. Would your wife get mad if you danced with a big girl?
And she didn't know about it?
Yeah. If she found out?
Yeah.
Does wow. she think you like big girls?
No, doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know what to say.
I do.
Shut up.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Yeah, I know what to say. Subject change. Joel is very uncomfortable right now. I'm really liking that.
That's just a fact. But I'm telling you, like, seriously, I'm kind of like the caller was Fred?
Yes, Fred.
I'm with Fred. Like, the first time when I got down here, people said, you got to go to the Wild West on Wednesday nights. And I'm like, come on, man. No
way. That place is overrated. I've been there.
Okay, it's probably run its course by now.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
But back in the day when Richmond was still popping and there was a lot of things going on in that area, I was like, come on, man. I'm from the Midwest. I don't do the country thing. I went to the Wild West. Can I just tell you how much the Wild West on a Wednesday night was a staple?
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yep.
But like for authentic country girls, Johnny B. Dalton's in Conroe. Authentic. So, yeah, we got to make that happen for you, Nick.
There you go, Nicholas.
We're going to do it.
And I'm telling you, right. The cook-off is off the hook, but you get to the right tent and they're two-stepping.
No, I'm with you on the cook-off.
Now, I've got to get permission. Awesome. I do have to ask my wife if I can go without her and let her know I'll be dancing with big girls. Don't worry.
You're gonna clear it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm not an idiot.
Well, when you get the confirmation, let me know.
Okay. If.
Are you going to wear a sign that says, I'm going to dance with the portly girl? He's going to.
No.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to wear a ring, and that's pretty much going to be
that's
the sign.
That's going to send a message.
That's the sign.
Yeah, the sign that he needs is on his finger.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with much more between weddings and sports. We've got you covered. It's the and dance lessons. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, if this is a way back Wednesday, this is one of the songs... One of the three songs that probably will make one of those three will make it to every Way Back Wednesday.
Of course.
Yes. And this would be Wheelhouse, Nick. Fastball 80 miles an hour down the middle of the plate.
Yeah.
I think one day we need to have Trey remix this.
I think that'd be a fantastic idea.
Okay. I think that'd be really good.
While hopping on one leg for the entire song.
You're so mean. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to Oscar Brown. And his Pasadena League team, the Space Jam, 3 weeks. These are their scores. This is almost not fair. 64-4, 61-0, and 56-2.
They shut a team out in basketball?
61-0. Yeah. So shout out to Oscar and his team, the Space Jam.
Oscar, let him at least make a basket.
Young cats too, playing ball. When I was that age, there was no way our team was scoring 64, especially with me throwing up 3-point hook shots. There was no way that was going to happen. So good for you, Oscar. Congrats, man.
Keep up the good work, but hey, sportsmanship. Let them score.
Yeah. Jermaine tweeted at us. He said, hey, I'm a black and I'll volunteer for this experiment.
Fantastic tweet. That was a great tweet.
And then there's this text I got to read. By the way, Red was given Joel. Says, sounds like Pac-Man Joel had had some experiences with big girls and Lisa is not having it.
Yeah, but if you read the rest of the conversation, he was right there with me.
She said, yeah, she ain't having any of that, period. She doesn't care how girls look. She's not having it. Yeah, that's true.
And he said, yeah, I feel you. My girl's the same way.
Super white guy here. I love that everybody's announcing what they are. I'm a black super white guy here.
At the red. That's coming next.
Black women love it when I try to dance, and it always works out that they try and teach me. I love twerking. There you go, Nick. Try twerking.
Men at twerk.
Get them
Nick.
To teach me to twerk is what I should do. Is what
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We could go. We could go to like T-Town.
There was then, twerking then going
we'll
down
do
at
a,
that.
We'll do a Facebook Live when you think you got it. We'll see. We'll see if we can put your prowess on the twerking.
None of this will be going on video.
No, we won't do that to you.
You see what Lamont asked?
Uh-uh.
Lamont's tweet is unbelievable.
What did he say?
Says to us two. So you guys are sending Nick, who I think is Muslim. If not, I apologize. To a honky tonk in the boonies.
Yeah.
Can we get video of this?
Only Lamont would tweet something like that.
How can this be careless and funny at the same time? It just is.
I'm going. I'm his vouch. I'm his vouch.
And you will film this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's cool, guys. He's cool. Don't worry about it.
He's okay. Don't worry.
Don't worry. He's fine. His name is Nick, guys. It's okay.
That's exactly what AJ would say.
What?
Something like that.
Would he?
Yeah. Oh my God. When we were traveling on the way to Vegas at the airport, he had all kinds of jokes like that.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah. It was
they
hilarious.
Kill Jong all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Nick can learn to two-step from my wife, and I'll bring her sister. Now, does that mean that you use his wife while he uses her sister?
Oh,
or the
God.
Fact that you can learn to two-step from the wife and then practice with the sister? I'm confused.
I was thinking like Nick. The first thing when you read that was like, well, how's she look?
Yeah.
How's the sister look?
I didn't say that.
I laughed way more than I probably should have to this tweet, but this the way it's written and everything cracks me up. It says, I don't know what morals Nick has, but Buckwild down south is 18 and up, and it gets weird.
Nick's like, now is that spelled like it sounds?
Nick's like, I'm definitely going to the Buckwild.
B-U-C-K-W.
The Buckwild, and it gets weird. That is great, man. Do you want to take these calls? You want to see what's going on here?
Yeah, let's go. Where do you want to go? Scott?
Let's go. Keith on a mobile wants to talk big girl dancing. He's been holding the longest. Keith, what's up?
Hey, I am a black. Hey, Joel, I was doing good until you kind of made me have a bad memory.
What?
You were talking about your wife would get mad at you dancing with big girls. Well, my wife got mad at me dancing with my prom date at our 20 reunion. And I don't mean just dancing. I mean slow dancing, ready for the world.
Oh,
the
song no.
Ready for the group, ready for the world.
Yeah.
Let me love you down. I was grabbing booty and everything.
Oh,
and
well, that
I had
done
to hear that down for about 2 months. It took me about 2 months to get rid of that one.
Well, Keith,
so I feel you, bro.
Keith, well, that's yeah, a little different. Appreciate the call, but that's a little different.
Yeah,
look, even my wife would get upset if I slow danced with my prom date and grabbed on her booty. Can't be doing that.
What if your prom date?
If I did that, I'd be missing digits.
What if? Yeah, well, that wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
No.
Okay.
No. You also should see her booty from my prom date. Pretty nice. All right, let's go to Scott Country Bar story. Let's see what this is about. Scott, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
I love the show.
Thanks,
listen
man.
I do it every day on my way home from work. So, since everybody's announcing their race and culture, I'm a true-blooded redneck.
Okay.
I'm from up in West Texas.
Okay.
One time, I was at a bar, and I was feeling pretty good. And this big girl starts talking to me, and I had a big dip of snuff in my mouth. And she asked me, what kind of snuff are you dipping? And I told her Copenhagen. So she walks away, and then all of a sudden, all I know is my cowboy hat's being taken off, and my head's being yanked backwards. And her tongue is halfway down my throat.
What?
With a giant dip of
she
Copenhagen
took the
in
dip,
my mouth.
Didn't
she? Oh.
That's and just... then when she's done, she said, "Oh my God, that's delicious."
What? Scott, that had to have been traumatizing.
And then it was. I went home and took a hot shower and cried.
That's great, dude. Appreciate the call, Scott. That's disgusting.
I've told y'all.
Would you ever?
I would have thought that he was in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Because I'm
they
telling
dip up
you,
there? Women
oh,
dip?
I've told you guys this. In college, we would walk into, and on any given bar, on any given night, there was a lot of good spots to go. But one night, you would walk into a bar, and you'd see a chick with the solo cup with the napkin in it.
No.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
It's a fact,
I don't think I could ever be with a woman that dipped.
I couldn't either. But Nick, if you want to avoid that, just two-step it. You got it.
All right. Looks like I got some plans for the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know about this weekend. I got things to do.
No, you got to do it this weekend. You can't just back out.
He's not going to back out of headlining.
Yeah. Maybe you forgot.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got shows Friday and Saturday.
You think you can reschedule that till next week?
Don't put any pressure on him.
Oh, speaking of, I was supposed to do a giveaway at 3 o'clock. That's my bad.
I was going to say, that reminded me, too.
We were supposed to do some yesterday, too.
Yeah, we did. We got to do this at 3:30. Maybe we'll do this ticket giveaway at 3:30.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, cool.
Hey, by the way, and if you are one of our usual suspects in the weight loss challenge brought to you by C-Force Water, make sure that you're checking the Facebook page, Usual Suspects Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Mo has been giving great daily tips on that as well, but everybody's doing great. We want to make sure that kid continues. And we'll be trying to organize some things as we go into the next month with this weight loss challenge. You guys are doing fantastic. A lot of weight being lost. And C-Force Water, we appreciate you being a big sponsor of the challenge. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more in the final half hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I was referring to colors in the rainbow. We're back on the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, where it has taken a entertaining and joyous turn again as we've led you down a path of fun and games and shenanigans, and that's what we like to do in the midday, because you guys have regurgitated a lot of stories and heard a lot of people talk about them, so sometimes we have days like this. It's a lot of fun.
We got a little off the rails. Let's do the giveaway real quick. Can we do that?
Yep.
So here's the deal. I talked to Ken at the joke joint, and I was like, come on, let me hook some people up a different way. Let me more than just like a pair of tickets here or a pair of tickets there. So this is what he said he's going to do, and I think he's going to let me do this today, tomorrow, and Friday. I don't know. I've got to call him back. But he did say today for sure. So here's what we're going to do. If you want to come to my show this weekend, you're going to call. The first four callers are going to win up to six tickets. That's $120 value. So the first four callers to call the joke joint at 281-481-1188. 281-481-1188. The first four callers will get a table of up to six. Don't call the station because we're not going to answer your calls here. 281-481-1188. First four callers will win the tickets. If you called here, you're wasting your time. You should have called that number. Yeah, 281-481-1188. First four callers, table of up to six, $120 value. You're welcome. Tell Ken thank you.
You threw an Uncle Charlie.
I did.
With the spin right of Lance McCullers.
It was nasty,
right
wasn't
on the
it?
Black. But and dude, I meant the black of the plate, by the way. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have been more clear, right? I gave the number.
Yeah, but I think there's some of those are loyals that are prone to
as soon as you say, I'm going to give a blah, blah, they start
dialing. ESPN on speed dial or something.
That's how you know that those are the ones that weren't even going to go. They didn't care.
It's a good filtering system.
Yeah, they didn't even care about going. They just wanted to win something and say they wanted it and then not show up. So I hope you guys call the right number, 281-481-1188. There.
There you go.
I'll try to do that again tomorrow, but I'm not sure if he'll let me. That's a lot of tickets.
So Moni Fly on Twitter.
Yes.
Says, Nick, listen to Barry and Joel. As a female who spent years getting spun around on the dance floor, these guys know what they're talking about.
Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
So that's the second female that's chimed in, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lauren Pope and her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And by the way, Grant on Twitter chimed in and said he was on a flight from L.A. to Houston. The girl next to me was pretty decent looking, and he thought she had sunflower seeds. After the flight, he looked down to see she had a bottle full of dip spit and still had one in her mouth.
I don't get that. Like, chicks that smoke cigars, I'm like, okay. That doesn't bother me too bad. But if you dip...
Well, because you know that if the theory is right, if they're going to put a cigar in their mouth, then...
That's a theory?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think most chicks don't have to smoke a cigar to do that, right?
It depends. You got to make sure you get the right one. Sometimes.
Okay. I didn't realize that was a theory.
But now that I, if I ever see a girl with a cigar in her mouth,
you're like, boom, dead ringer.
I'll give her a holla.
Right?
That's exactly right. And a friendly pat on the rumpskits.
Chris, no, I won't do that. Won't do that.
Chris Householder wants to know if we want to play basketball Sunday. You going?
I don't even know where, when, what time. I need details. We're not. No, get me. We're not going to the Met.
Chris, I don't, because after Friday's and Saturday's shows and having dieted all week and trying to be all vain because I'm going to record it and lose
a day.
Man, I am going to get, this is going to be like Super Bowl part two at my house. It's going to be ugly. It's so, no, I'm not playing any basketball. I'm going to eat and that's it. Okay. That is it.
Okay.
So, sorry. I don't want to disappoint you, but we are going to do the run, though. At some point, we've got to get to Memorial Park.
Give me details.
I think it needs to get a little warmer.
Sundays, I play Saturdays for almost 3 hours in the morning.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I want to do back-to-back, come back on another. But, I mean, details, I'll poop with you guys at some point.
There you go. We definitely are still going to do the run in Memorial Park. That's definitely going to happen.
I'll slap the crap out of Jerry's mess one of these days,
his
too.
His shot.
Yeah.
NBA trade deadline is Thursday.
Yep.
I saw this thing on CBS where they talked about five bold predictions, which usually means this is never going to happen.
Basically, it's read my column.
Is that basically what you said?
It's a headline grab.
Click here.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I thought you meant you wrote a column that was similar to this.
No.
Yeah, Thunders will trade for a shooter, and the very first name on that number one Thunder trading for a shooter is Lou Williams.
He's done. It's off the market. Just signed a 3-year extension. He ain't going anywhere. The Clippers wrapped him up. And that's why it's been such a quiet pre-deadline.
There was
extravagant. It's been quiet as can be. That was the name that they thought was the chip that had to fall.
Yeah.
So now that he's off the market, for Tyreek Evans.
Well, they also list guys that are going to go. Rodney Hood from the Jazz Jonathan Simmons from the Magic.
Now, Jonathan Simmons if you didn't catch it, in part of the whole collapse of the Cavs last night, Cleveland blew a 21-point lead and lost because Jonathan Simmons had, I want to say, 22 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And just went right down the lane over and over again. Jonathan Simmons is a nice player. But I think Rodney Hood's the guy that any team, if they add that guy with his three-point range, athleticism, and how young he is, Rodney Hood could help a lot of teams.
Second one, Magic will trade Aaron Gordon.
I don't think so. Right now he's hurt. He just backed out of the dunk contest. He's got issues, which trade for an injured player.
Ankle, right?
Think it's a hip.
Oh, is it his hip?
Yeah, but either way, anything lower body, you don't want to mess with that either. Plus, they'd be stupid to get rid of him because the kid's continually gotten better and better. He's big, he's athletic, and he's young, too.
Well, keep in mind, they said bold, so these aren't going to be like deadlocks. These are like, it would be bold if these moves happened. Another one, which this is why I brought it up, because it may be bold, but it depends on who you talk to. But Cavs will trade Isaiah Thomas.
If they can find a taker, like I keep looking at Charlotte, and I keep thinking, for some reason, Charlotte wants to get rid of Kemba Walker, which I don't understand because, yeah, he's undersized. Yeah, he's all these things. You know what? He's damn good. And he's the best you got going right now, unless you think Dwight Howard's going to have some kind of resurrection again.
I feel like the story out of Charlotte right now is that they're trying to get rid of, not necessarily a bunch of Ryan Andersons, but a bunch of overpaid people. They're trying to get rid of a bunch of those big contracts that really have no business having right now.
I agree with that because MJ wants to win. He wants to win now. And they've now made the playoffs. So now it's not about making the playoffs. It's doing something. And he's cap strung by what he's got. But I'll say this. If you're Cleveland, obviously the IT thing ain't working. He's just not fitting in. And he doesn't look like the same player. And granted, he had hip surgery. But regardless, you get out from under contracts because he's free at the end of the year. You don't have to re-sign him. But if you're really that hell-bent in Charlotte and wanting to get rid of Nick Batum and Kemba Walker, Cleveland could do a lot worse than get rid of one of the guys that at least is creating some kind of havoc in that organization or on that team and making sure that, hey, we made a mistake, but in tune, we're going to turn around and give you a shooter and an athletic guy in Nick Batum who can defend, which they can't do. And a guy that can fill it up and handle, take some pressure off of LeBron and Kemba Walker.
Do you think anybody, though, wants Isaiah when you see him struggling? He doesn't play defense. If he's not scoring,
they want him bad. You know why?
Why?
Because his contract's done at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
You can unload a bunch of crap or a bunch that, like Nick just said, you can get out free and clear after just the end of this year.
Number four, the Trailblazers will trade CJ McCollum.
It'd be idiotic if they would. Chris Davis earlier said, I want to, because John Wall is a hot topic out there now, would Washington break those guys up because they're playing so well without him.
That's my favorite player on that team. Seriously.
Why would Portland want two point guards? McCollum was kind of a combo guard coming in. Those guys have found a way to peacefully coexist, and those two guys are dynamite together, being Damon Lillard and McCollum. But why in the world would you want to put John Wall, who is a ball dominator, with Damon Lillard and try and recreate that whole scenario again? Whereas McCollum is a shoot. He had a 50-point game. He can fill it up. He can shoot it from anywhere.
Yeah.
No, I don't get rid of him.
Part of the reason why I like McCollum is because of Lillard. But he's just been so fun to watch this season, especially.
I like them together. Yeah, and they both can play. I wouldn't break those guys.
What about this? It's funny because because each of these bold predictions was by a different person, right? So this one, number four, was by Colin Ward Henninger. And he said, Cleveland is so desperate for a shakeup, they might be willing to send an injured Kevin Love back to the Pacific Northwest in exchange for a high-scoring guard. Does that work for both sides?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, Portland would love to have Kevin Love. So would the Lakers because he played college ball at UCLA. He's from right outside Portland. And for some odd reason, the Cavs just, for all the performance and all the numbers that Kevin Love was putting up till he got hurt, I guess they have a problem with him. If you want to ship him out and have to keep Tristan Thompson, who has no offense at all compared to the 20-some-odd points a game, and you and I have highlighted what he's averaging for the year, then that's on you, depending on what you take back. If it can help you, go ahead, give it a shot. But I wouldn't give up on Kevin Love. But
are the Cavs doing anything now that LeBron came out in his post-game interview yesterday and they said, hey, are you going to waive your no-trade clause? And he said, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sticking it out through this year. I owe my guys mm-hmm. that. If that's the case, if LeBron is saying that, do you think the Cavs are saying that and saying, well, okay, let's see how we can maybe add a piece?
What they're
Which
saying
they did that
is,
last year.
What they're
they
saying
added
because
a piece.
He's staying is, if you want any chance at keeping him after this year too, you got to listen to him. And the big thing has been that he is feuding with people in the front office, including Dan Gilbert, and that he and Gilbert have had such a huge disconnect. That's maybe one of the reasons why he would consider going someone else at the end of the year. And if you want to listen to him, and you listen to our boy Brian Windhorst, who is attached to the groin area of
LeBron.
What'd
you call him, Windy?
Windy. If you want to catch some big wind, Big Wind says between now and the deadline, the Cavs, if they're smart and they want to keep LeBron, get rid of 3 to 4 players in that locker room.
Okay.
So that means they're gonna do something regardless, and they maybe do more than one thing or a multiple player trade. But who's again? We keep asking these questions. Who wants J.R. Smith at $13.5 million a year? Who wants Tristan Thompson at $15-16 million a year? That's dead weight in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and then the last one: Clippers won't trade DeAndre Jordan.
I disagree. I think that he's got to go. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He's going to walk because you already got rid of the two other players that made that franchise special, in Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. I think you're gonna walk at the end of the year and get nothing for him, so you might as well try and find a partner for him. Washington has said to have interest in him. Gortat and others going, Otto Porter Kelly Oubre going in that. I think DeAndre Jordan ends up going elsewhere.
Okay. Cool.
So
well, those were the five. By the way, several people are like, hey, man, that didn't work. The tickets, I got a recording. Yeah, you have to hit one. They have a pre-recorded message when you call the joke joint. So several people have already texted and said, thanks for the tickets, I won. But some of you were like, oh, I just got a recording and hung up. Don't. Like, listen to it. It says, I guess you get to hit like one to talk to an operator, and then you might have to hit one again, or they'll pick up after that. Just
go through the process. It's worth it.
Listen,
believe me, it's not even that big of a process.
It's going to be $20 or something like that at the door. Trust me, it's worth it. So we'll try to get
tickets. Then put the work in.
I'll try to do it again tomorrow for those of you that cried that it didn't work. But I think a couple of people won. So there you go.
Okay. There you have it. All right. So we've got one segment to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jong, and the Blitz. It's been fun. It's been spirited. It's a way back Wednesday. Nick is basically copying the soundtrack from Wedding Crashers.
Oh, you outed him.
Dang it.
We outed him yesterday.
Why?
Because we said yesterday that's what he should do, and he followed advice.
But you said that off air.
We didn't. We said that on air.
I wouldn't care that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he can dance if he wants to, so.
Who right. sings this?
How does it feel?
Oh, gosh.
No, I feel better because I didn't know either.
Wait,
I knew the song.
Don't tell me.
This is fantastic.
Is it
I
Human
love
League?
That you both don't know.
No, it's not Human League.
No.
How does it feel, right?
Nope.
Oh, Erasure or Depeche Mode?
No, neither one.
No?
No.
Damn it.
This is probably an artist or a band that had 15 minutes of fame, probably.
Yeah, I can't get it. I'm going to be mad when you tell me to.
Yeah. Who is it?
According to YouTube.
Oh, God.
New Order, Blue Monday.
Oh, New Order.
New Order, yeah. I knew it was
Damn,
something.
Damn, I knew it was one of those weird New Order
had
more
groups. Than 15 minutes.
That's why I said Erasure or Depeche yep. Mode. New yep. Order is kind
they
of
They do sound like thing. Depeche Mode.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, one segment to go. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, final segment of the big show. We'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to Fred A.J. Jong and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. It's been fun today, boys, on a way back Wednesday, as it normally is.
Yeah, and then except for the one guy that is upset about the ticket thing. And it's and so many, like, four people have said they won, so you probably just weren't one of the first four, maybe. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Don't get upset.
I wouldn't worry too much about it. Guys, just go through the process. Yeah, and I'm sure he'll try to give away tickets tomorrow and just go through the process. I think it's worth it.
I feel bad now. The rest of the week, you're giving them away.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe here or there. If I can get them to do another thing like today, that'd be great. But maybe I'll give if nothing else, I'll give away a couple more. So,
okay.
Chill.
Yeah, but I mean, again, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Right?
I mean, you're trying to get free tickets. If it means that much to you, go buy them.
Right? Gabriel was talking earlier about polka music. Like, we were talking polka. Because there's the country polka, and then there's what I was talking about, like the tuba polka. Right? The more traditional, where they wear the lederhosen and everybody more, polka.
More Polish German kind of
yeah,
thing.
But he said Mexican music, Gabriel Garza said, Mexican music is just polka music.
I saw it. I hope you screened it. When you started, I said, I hope Barry read that.
With borrowed instruments.
That's not what it says, but you get the idea.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, God. Gabriel, you're a nut. You are a nut.
Lot wants to get in here. It says, wants to talk to the guys.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Lot, what's up? Lot.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I just called to let you know, Ben, I'll be at your show Saturday at 10 o'clock. I was one of the first four callers.
Very good, Lot. Glad to hear that, man. Thank you.
Already. Y'all have a good day and a good weekend.
You too, man.
Roll call, Barry.
Yeah, like that.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Lot chiming in. He's going to be there. You can be, too. And if you're not cheap, you can buy tickets.
Yeah,
it's at the Joke Joint, 45 Fuquay. Barry's already told you that you can log on and get a discount if that's important to you, like getting free tickets. But support the man. Go out and buy some damn tickets and catch a show.
Yeah, don't be cheap. There's a code out there. If you use Barry 2018, you'll save like 25%.
We've been giving
like,
all
that's
year
That's almost
long.
Half. That's not how that works.
I got that.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad somebody did. I didn't know if anybody would even get that or not. Did you hear this lady, and I don't even have the story in front of me, but did y'all hear about this lady that it was like 256 million or 526 million?
Well, the lottery winner.
I'm dyslexic.
So yeah. The lottery winner, and she doesn't want to claim it because they have to call out her name?
Yeah, she can't. She wants to claim it anonymously, and I'm curious, and I think I know the answer, but if they were to tell you, you can have this 526 million, but you have to give us your name. But you wanted to be anonymous. Would you say no?
No.
You would take the money?
I'd take the money.
I'd just take the money and move. I'd leave the country.
Yeah.
It's a half a billion dollars, right?
She's a philanthropist. She's been involved in charity work. People know her in the town. But she also screwed up because she signed the back of the ticket and then didn't realize what she was doing when she signed the back of the ticket. So now she's trying to fight it in court under the name Jane Doe as she tries to get those rules changed or at least waived so that she can still claim the money but not have to give up her name. Look, whatever you're doing and have done, you have all the money in the world to continue to do if you'd like there. Or like you said, I'm packing up and moving and I can afford the move and wherever I go, I can do my thing and people aren't going to go, there's the lottery lady.
Yeah.
Unless you open your mouth.
Unless you say something. Exactly. Right. Nick, would you go anonymous or would you take the money?
That's just too much money. That's just too much money.
Man, shut up.
Wait, for the half
too
of...
Too much money. You would turn down $560 million?
No, I'm saying that's too much money to turn down.
Okay. Right. I thought you meant, well, I don't want that much money.
Oh, no, I would take that money
Come
real
on,
quick.
Man, yeah. I almost swore right there.
Right? All right. I found this, too. These are the 10 best states to live in America for 2018.
This isn't Texas Fred, better this be isn't in Fred it. And AJ's list?
Did they do this yesterday?
They've been doing it for like a week. They did it like the top spots, states to live, and then they were given their list.
This is on Home Snacks. This just came down. I just saw this the other day. I don't know when this came out, but I'll just do the top. So Texas is not in the top 10, just to ruin it right away.
Really?
Yeah. It goes Rhode Island 10, Maryland 9, Minnesota 8, Hawaii 7, which I get. I would have thought Hawaii would have been a little higher. Vermont 6, Virginia 5. New Jersey 4, Connecticut 3, Massachusetts 2, New Hampshire 1. None of these states.
Whoever wrote it or wherever, they're an East Coast-based company because like 8 of the 10 are all on the East Coast.
Yeah, no California, no Florida.
No Texas.
No raffle. He just put his hand in a bag and started
just pulling names out.
No Wisconsin.
Yeah. What else? There was a couple more I wanted to get to because some of these.
The women, Nick. They can dance.
They polka. Right. What was the other one? A man. Oh, did you hear about this? This was horrible. You probably heard about this because I think this came out a couple of days ago. But a man won $1 million,
mm-hmm.
went to visit the doctor because he was a carpenter. I think it was in New Jersey. But he finally won enough money to go to the doctor because he wasn't feeling well. Diagnosed with cancer, died a couple weeks later.
Man. Worst.
Won $1 million
worst
in the lottery.
To go.
I'm like, how horrible
but also,
is that?
You just hit the big payday and then you don't. Get to live long enough to enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Hopefully they gave him a heads up. Maybe he knew at least for 2-3 weeks. That'd be getting
couple weeks.
Trashed.
Yeah, couple weeks. That's
way
it.
What a crap on a good show, Barry.
Well, I'm just saying that would suck. Now maybe that's why that lady doesn't want the $560 million. She'll find out something bad happens. You never know.
I guess.
I just wanted to get some of those out
I'd
of the way.
I'd take my chances.
They were a few days old.
Yeah, I would take my chances. I'd take the money and then we're...
Yeah. I would live really good for the last 2 weeks. I know. So what do we got? A couple minutes left?
Yeah. Nick? I was going to say, if you had that much like money, even if you had, I'm just throwing it out there hypothetically, even if you were diagnosed with HIV, if you have enough money, you can get rid of that elsewhere.
Yeah. I'm
just throwing it out there.
Okay. Biggie and Tupac show on USA Today. Have we talked about this yet?
So there's two of them. There's two shows. There's Unsolved.
There's the Tupac movie, right?
No. Well, no. There's the one you're talking about, which debuts, was it tonight or last night? On USA.
The one on USA.
Okay, there's one on USA.
That's the Biggie Tupac story, where it's like both of them are still
unresolved.
There's
also coming up on February 27th, debuting Unsolved Mysteries, a docuseries.
But I thought the Unsolved Mysteries was the USA one.
Well, this one wasn't on USA, the one coming up on February 27th, as far as I was informed.
Well, that'd be cool if two of them are coming out. I know the USA one, the title starts with Unsolved, I think, but it's a documentary, not a movie, right?
Right, 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 right. No. The one is called like I think it's called Biggie and Tupac on USA.
Oh, so that is a movie.
That's a movie about about
and the other one.
Not
Nick,
a documentary.
That I think we're talking about it debuts on February 27th, and that is like whatever it is, 20 years later, 40 years later. But they're saying the unsolved mystery that's of Biggie and Tupac. I think there's two different ones, but I want to watch both of them, and I definitely want to set the DVR for both of them. I saw that the one you were the one that tipped me off on the USA.
Yes.
Because I saw the one that was just the one later in the month.
So I looked it up on IMDb.
It's a series.
Yes, it's on USA. It's Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. It starts...
See, the one I saw, it doesn't start till February
27th. It's the same person who directed The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
so it's gonna like it's a movie. It's movie-ish, but
it's
kind of like nowadays they'll say it's a series and it'll be 5, 6, 7 episodes and then that's it. And they'll say that because it'll end up on Netflix as a series,
right?
And it's really just a 5-part miniseries, really. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how many parts there are to this, but it starts pretty soon. It looks pretty good, actually.
I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, I am.
And
I am
especially
as well.
With, you know.
I know you are, Nick, for the Tupac
side. Well, yeah, because I hope that, you know, the idea every time something like this comes out is that they reveal something that we didn't know. And I would hope that they wouldn't go through all this trouble.
See,
you know what I mean?
You would think, but I doubt that's going to be the case, because if they were revealing something we didn't know, then that would have been leaked. It would have broke. It's kind of like with the you ever watch like the UFO shows late at night or on Saturday when you got nothing else to watch, like it's Ancient Aliens.
Or when Geraldo wanted to open the vault of Al Capone.
But like my wife and I love to watch those alien, well, we used to, the UFO shows, where they'd be like Ancient Aliens or Do UFOs Exist? They're always on like the History Channel or Discovery or whatever. And then about 6 years ago, I stopped watching them because they all do the same thing. They don't tell you anything. They don't have any proof, because if they did, that would be breaking news.
I just, why would they coin it that way?
It's a waste of time.
Maybe they just coin, because they're using words like unsolved and the mystery and stuff like that. And it's like, when I read those words, I tend to interpret it as...
That's because they want you to watch.
This is exactly what we were talking about on the internet with social media and headlines.
Bastards.
It's clickbait. It's exactly right. It is the video version of clickbait, and you're going to tune in because you think you're going to find something you didn't know, and you're going to be really disappointed at the end of the show.
Well, now I'm going to boycott them.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, one of your favorite artists or actors,
I mean,
is past their prime, yeah, but you still want to.
Was it Biggie's car or Tupac's car? But did you see that?
The people that have it decided to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they refurbished it somewhat, but then they were going to sell it.
Pawn show. What is it? The pawn team.
Well, but there was
Pawn Stars. Pawn Stars. That's what it is.
Yeah. Was it the SUV?
No, it was the Beamer that was.
Okay, so
they was
because
shot
there's
in.
Also a family that owns the SUV from when, was it when Biggie got shot? Did he get shot in the SUV?
I think that's correct.
In Vegas? Yeah. They had, with the bullet holes still in it, they were suddenly deciding, and timing obviously is everything.
Right.
They're selling the SUV now, too.
Oh.
That he was in the night he was.
They're going to get paid.
Yeah.
I think I'm just watching it just for the, I think I'll learn something that I didn't know, like details about, but then you can't trust it, because at the same time, it could be just Hollywood embellishing. That's why it's...
And they kind of have to. I'm sure they'll admit to some of it.
I'm a fan of both, so that's why I'll watch it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, boys, that'll about do it for us. We want to give Fred and AJ time to settle in. We appreciate you guys spending some time with us, and hopefully we made it a better day for you on a Wednesday, on a Way Back Wednesday. Nick will wrap it up with his final tune on the Way Back, and we will see you on the flip side tomorrow, as we do it every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.